This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 930, how to use the word sheer to talk about a surprising number in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener about using the word sheer when it comes to describing amounts and numbers. Listen in for better connection skills today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, pretty busy around here. I'm on the hunt for a new apartment in Cambridge, so that's exciting. And, you know, lots of good stuff going on.
That is exciting. I have a question for you, though.
All right.
Okay. So when you lived in New York, I mean, because I feel like I'm dealing with this every day. Like, yeah. Were you ever just totally surprised by the sheer number of people who rode the subway every day?
It was amazing. Some days it was just so packed, especially in the morning. You know, it was tricky. But actually, it's more when I lived in Tokyo that I was shocked by the sheer number of commuters on the train. That was a huge number of people. I remember in the mornings they'd have the guys with the white gloves like pushing people in. Yeah. You've probably seen images of that, right?
No, I was there. I remember.
You were there. Awesome. Yeah. And actually, speaking of Tokyo, right now, today is April 16th. So I should be on a flight back from Tokyo right now. So hope all went
awesome.
Well.
it's
funny when we record these, you know, a few weeks in advance because we don't know what the next 2 weeks hold, right? But we're looking forward to being out there, guys, and meeting you guys, our listeners in Tokyo, and hopefully we can do this another time, okay, for our event out there. Cool.
Good. Have fun.
Yeah. Anyways, Michelle, back to your question. Yes, the sheer number of commuters in Tokyo was insane. New York, same. Sort of, not quite the same, but yeah, it was a lot.
I don't know. Sometimes, like the other day, I felt like my arm was going to snap off, like because sometimes you're like holding the pole and like you're just in this uncomfortable position, but you have to hold on to something. I used to try and not hold on. And like then I realized that was very dangerous. And so now, like the other day, I was just trying to hold on, but the position I was in, it really felt like, yeah. Oh my gosh, if it just went in the wrong way, it would just totally like you would just hear a snap and that there goes my arm.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's where the subway surfing comes in, right?
That's what I say. Yeah, that I'd be a good surfer because I used to do it. I used to just stand and not hold anything on the subway.
That's funny.
Okay, great. So I don't know if our listeners heard this phrase that we were using, but we're going to read a listener question, a really good question about the phrase, the sheer number of. So Lindsay, would you read us the question?
Yes, I would love to. Here we go. So I am an enthusiastic listener. This show stimulates my curiosity, sometimes my stomach and everything. Cool. Thank you for your hard work. By the way, I came across some words
And the words are sheer number of, a large number of, and tons of. When I want to use the sentence, I saw a sheer number of buffaloes were coming towards me when I was traveling through Wyoming with my family. Great place to travel, by the way. There are lots of different kinds in English. Could you tell me which one is the best to use? It's not fake news. It's real. We were in a car, so we were safe, though. Thank you in advance. Ayako Kaneko. Awesome. Thanks, Ayako. Good question.
Thank you. Great, great, great question. So interesting. So yeah, the sheer number of something. Mm. So Ayako was talking about the sheer number. Like, it sounds to me like Ayako was talking about just like that there were she saw buffalo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
So would you necessarily, like, if you saw dogs, would you say, like, if you saw, like, a bunch of dogs just on the street, would you say, I see a sheer number of dogs?
No, because the use of sheer is really for more specific situations, right? When it's just, like, an astounding number. Wouldn't you say that, Michelle? It's, like, surprising or...
Yes. I completely agree. I think it's more... So this was a really good sentence, Ayako, but I would use it more for, like... when you're shocked. If like I saw dogs on the street, like, oh my gosh, like the sheer number of dogs that were just walking on that street was crazy. Like, I can't believe, like, they're adorable. There's so many though.
Exactly. So you can remember with the wording, the SH, the sheer means shocked, right? You're kind of shocked. We don't use it for just everyday statements, right, Michelle? It's just like something that really knocks you over and you're like, wow, there's a lot of something there.
Right. Exactly. So I think the difference, like, okay, if we're doing sheer number and large number, mm-hmm. I mean, what would you say is the difference?
Oh, that's a really good question. What is the difference?
I personally think that sheer is more of like a real focus on mm-hmm. how many. Like, to me, it sounds like it's more surprising. Like, I think of, oh, I could say, oh, there's like, there's a large number of dogs outside. Look at that. But yeah. If it's sheer, like I could say, like, the sheer number of dogs out there was just ridiculous. Like, it seems to be a little bit more intense to me. It sounds more intense.
Yeah. I also think, like, it's a bit more formal. It sounded a little bit strange to me when you said there's a large number of dogs outside. It sounds like yes. a little bit like textbook English. You know what I yes. mean? Like, right? So,
yeah, well, I think they're both a little bit formal. All right, you know what? Let's just go through each one.
Okay, no, but I was saying like a ton of could be another way to say that's what I would say.
Right. And that's one of the phrases that Ayako was asking about. So, like, let's definitely get to it. So, let's just do sheer.
Okay.
So, the sheer number of, so you would use number of, right, for probably count nouns, right?
Yeah.
Just to
okay.
do quick, yes. quick yes. grammar, right? So, yep. you want to say, like, the sheer number of rice. You would say, like, the right. sheer amount of rice or
yeah.
something, right, Lindsay?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
That yep. sounds right to me. So, and it's always almost not, it's not just sheer number, it's always the sheer number, would yeah. you say, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's a very specific structure that, again, we're not using all the time. We're just using once in a while here. Ayako, okay? Good.
Right, exactly. So it would just be the sheer number of. I don't think that I would hear sheer number of or there is a sheer number of.
No, nope. That's right. I agree.
Good. Okay, so, and again, like we said, it's an emphasis on how large the number is. So, for example, I'm going to use birds. I was using dogs. Now I'm going to birds. I'm thinking about animals because of the whole buffalo thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, so the sheer number of birds coming my way was enough to scare me. Maybe I'm afraid of birds.
Yeah, right? That's a good example because it's like you are shocked by the number of birds. So it's the sheer number of birds.
Right. Exactly. So, and to me, like, sheer number, that does, like we talked about, it sounds a little bit more formal.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And what's another example, Lindsay?
Well, you could say something like this, you know, we need more supplies due to the sheer number of people who RSVP'd yes to the conference, right? You're just highlighting like, wow, how many people? It's just about the numbers, a shocking number of people.
Right. So could you use large number in place of either of these?
Due to the like large,
the large number of birds coming my way, or due to the large number of people.
Yeah, I think you could. It's just I think that sheer adds an element of like emotion or surprise to it. Or, you know, we said before, it means that you're shocked. Like the sheer number, like I can't say sheer in a totally objective way. I have to put some emphasis in my voice. So
Right. I agree. Like large, like, oh, you might not be so surprised, but like sheer is like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like more objective. Like I could change, I could say we need more supplies due to the large number of people who RSVP'd, but it's very objective. It's very black and white, straightforward. But we need more supplies just due to the sheer number of people who RSVP'd. Maybe I didn't expect that many people, or, you know, it's a surprise. So that's how it's different in my mind.
Right.
Guys, are you taking the IELTS exam this year? Did you know we have an entire podcast called IELTS Energy that focuses 100% on the IELTS exam and showing you how to get your 7 or higher? Go over and search for IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English and hit subscribe now, and we'll show you how to get to your target score. See you over there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Great. So let's talk a little bit more about the large number of, right? Mm-hmm. So here you, do you have to always say like with the sheer, like I always hear the sheer, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to use the large number of?
Due to the large number of people, due to a large... I think not always, right? It just depends on the what we're saying. For example, you have an example here. You say, I saw a large number of birds on my trip, right?
Right. So you can use a, right? This one is more just grammatically. I think of sheer as being more like a structure.
Yeah, I agree. It's a repeatable structure that you have to repeat. The sheer number of. Yes.
Right. Exactly, right? So like I saw a large number of birds on my trip, or, you know, you could say like, oh, I saw so many birds on my trip. The large number of birds kind of freaked me out. Like you could. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, what's something else?
You could say, let's see, large numbers of birds flew around the area when I was there.
Okay. Or a large number of, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways that we could structure this sentence.
Right. So, and again, like, I agree with you, Lindsay. I think these sound very textbook. I think they're very formal.
Yeah. I almost am struggling to think of a time when I would use the word large. I feel like I don't use the word large very much.
Yeah.
Just because they are so textbook, they are so like boring. Actually, the word large is kind of boring. There's other ways to say it, you know?
Yeah, the only time I really think of it saying the word large is like if you're talking about a size, like oh, small, medium, or large, right? For like an outfit or for a soda or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
So, guys, I mean, I like sheer better, especially if you're more surprised. And a large number, I mean, I could see that maybe in an office, like if somebody is giving a presentation, right? So you could say, oh, as you see from this chart, there was a large number of, you know, sales in 2016 or whatever.
Yeah, but if you talk outside of the office, the way you talk in the office giving a straightforward presentation, we're not going to have any real connections because we're going to sound like a textbook, sound like a presentation, right? That's not what we want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. So my favorite thing that our listener wrote in about was tons.
Yeah, now we're getting into some personality here.
Yeah, tons. Yeah. So we're just going to go over tons of now, because that's a lot of fun, right? So this one is just way more casual, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So you could say tons of, or you could say a ton of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw tons of birds. I saw a ton of birds. I think it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. And, you know, guys, we're not going to, you know, bog you down with all the grammar. I mean, I could go into all the count and non-count and this and that, but we're trying to teach you the real conversational English. And I personally could hear tons of or a ton of birds, right?
Yeah, because on this show, guys, we pick and choose what we're going to go into depth on in terms of grammar. We go into the things that really matter. But our ultimate goal for you is to show you how to connect, right? We don't have the same goals as other podcasts and other teachers. Other teachers want to nail down the grammar 100%. That's not us. We want you to nail down the connection. That's our goal for you. And this is an example where we talk about tons of or a ton of, where we don't want you to get stuck in paralysis analysis around grammar.
Exactly. Because the truth is, I could hear both for either. I mean, so don't worry.
The truth is natives use both, Michelle, right? We know that. We talked about this at the beginning. Natives use a ton of or tons of, and both are okay. Okay.
Absolutely. So good. We've gone over these three, and then we just have a couple bonus one. Okay. So you can use really another adjective. You know, you could say a surprising number or a surprising amount, right? That could be another phrase. You could say a surprising number of guests brought gifts to the party, right, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some really fun ways we can add some personality to what we're saying here. A surprising number, we could say also a shocking number, right?
Right. Or you could say a disappointing number, right?
An unbelievable number of people. There's so much. That's why
I think. A crazy number. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, guys. That's why we're steering you away from just saying a large number of birds. That's so boring, right? We can put personality into our language by adding different adjectives here.
Definitely. I love it. And then I have one last. This one is formal, but it's very fun. It's a fun word.
Yeah. I love it. What is it?
Okay. Plethora.
Ooh, good one. You sound so smart.
Plethora. I'll say it again. Plethora. Plethora. Sorry, I'm having way too much fun here with that word. That word is so much fun. Okay, so a plethora of something, right? So what is that basically?
So I guess it's an excessive. This one really isn't that much in my vocabulary. Personally, I know what it means and I've seen it written, but I don't use it. For whatever reason, I don't use it, but it means excessive. So we have a plethora of fancy dresses in our stores.
Right. Yeah. Like an excess. Yeah. Like just like a, it basically also just means a lot.
Yeah. Excessive amount of something, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. It could mean an excessive amount of something. Yeah. So, well, we'll give an example coming up. So let's just do a role play here. And we're not going to use all of them, but we're going to use most. Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So in this situation, I am shopping and you are the saleswoman. Okay.
Okay.
And I did that. I gave you that role because I know that you are not a big shopper and I didn't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
I need you to get into the role, Lindsay. I don't know. I mean, not that you're a saleswoman either, like in a store.
I'm going to make a commission off of this sale. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. I'm looking for a new shirt for a party I'm going to.
You'll definitely find something here. We have a plethora of shirts, short or long sleeved?
Long. I already have a large number of short sleeve shirts at home.
Oh, sounds good. We have tons of adorable long ones. The sheer number of shirts we just got in this morning is pretty impressive.
Great.
this is funny.
To me, this sounds like a fancy schmancy store by some of our language, right?
Yeah. The language was definitely a little elevated here, I'd say.
Right. Like, I feel like I wouldn't find this in every store, but maybe like a kind of store, right?
Definitely not H&M. If you walk into H&M, they're not going to say a plethora of shirts.
We have a plethora of shirts, right. But I could see it like in a fancy store, couldn't you, Lindsay? Like,
maybe. I don't know. I don't go into those fancy stores that much, but
that's true. Me either. So I don't either. I'm making this up. I'm sorry, fancy stores, if I'm making up your vocabulary.
Maybe if you're in like a diamond shop or something, buying a ring, maybe.
Okay, let's just go through this. So you said we have a plethora of shirts, right? Okay. So you said You know, basically a lot of shirts, like maybe more than you need, maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. And then I said, I have a large number of short sleeve shirts at home, which I don't think I would really say that.
Yeah, that's what I felt too when he said, I was like, well, that seems kind of textbook-like, right? So we're highlighting that for our listeners today.
Right. So you might not want to do that.
Yeah, don't do what we do.
Don't exactly. Do what we do. Okay. And then you said we have tons of adorable long ones. That one, that's to me, now we're talking like natural.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope our listeners can see the contrast between those two phrases, right? I have a large number of short sleeve shirts at home, kind of gray, right? Kind of textbook. And then you say, oh, we have tons of adorable long ones, right? It's got personality. Right. Yeah.
Right. Love it. And then you said the sheer number of shirts we just got in this morning is impressive. So again, like a shocking, and that sounds, we're back to fancy schmancy.
Yeah. So we're giving you guys options. I mean, English is, you know, take your pick. You decide how you want to say based on the words that you choose, guys.
Okay. Awesome. So this is, you know, you have a lot of options from this episode. You know, we've talked about formal and informal and everything in between. We've talked about count nouns and non-count nouns. And, you know, basically you're looking for, okay, what situation am I in? Right. Yep. How surprised am I by these numbers? Uh-huh. And, you know, how much am I looking to connect with people?
Yeah, I love that. And guys, you'll catch on just now from now on. Just use this also as an awareness episode. You're listening in for what people are saying when they're describing amounts of something. Okay. Right. And then from there, you can decide what you want to use. I love that. So, Michelle, this has been a good episode. Guys, again, when it comes to grammar, you got to pick and choose what to focus on and what to prioritize in terms of being perfect versus connecting, right? And we think that connection is more important than perfection in many cases.
That's right. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for that question. And yeah, this has been fun.
This has been fun, Michelle. And guys, remember, if you want to pick up on, you know, today we went into some pretty deep detail with some stuff, some different words. If you want to see what we said exactly, every single word written out for you in front of you on the page, go get the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You save 50% on the price and you get them delivered to your email inbox. All right. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye, Michelle. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.